Let's talk about the fact that if you are a Patreon subscriber, you got your money's worth this week, boys and girls.
Should I do a Patreon bit where I tell more of those stories?
Yes.
Would we get more Patreon subscribers?
I hope so. Because, yeah, you should check it out. Quality. I didn't even know that story. That was a good one.
I have to come up with some more. Some more that I can say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. I feel like that story was almost okay to tell.
Mm-hmm.
For the regular
show. No, you know
show.
What? You gotta tease them. You gotta
No. I mean, I'm definitely teasing it, but that's something that, like, if it had popped into my mind on the regular show, I probably just would have blurted mm-hmm. it out.
Right.
But it's funny because I think more regular show listeners would have gotten something out of that than Patreon listeners. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think Patreon
blurts it out.
I don't think Patreon listeners really know who I was talking about, but I'm pretty sure that the
Well, that's why they gotta subscribe and find out. Hey, welcome to Mouthy Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
Are you sure?
Dater of perverts.
Not perverts.
Owner of jizz underwear.
Shut up.
They need to know what they missed.
That's true. That's
you
true.
You need to subscribe to our Patreon for $5 and listen to the episode that we just put out there.
That's right.
And not only do you get to listen to it, you get to watch it. You get to see our faces. You get to see me lift up my shirt and put men's deodorant on my underboobs.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Hope it's worth your $5.
Congratulations.
You're a winner, baby.
We're all winners today. I feel like a winner today. I'm like awake. I was like ready to do the fucking show for once in the morning. I was like last week we did it in the afternoon and I was kind of thinking like, man, the energy was different. Like
it was.
Maybe we should do it in the afternoon more often. And then like, so then we were up until 1 o'clock in the morning doing Bell and Dub shit. And, you know, we were like, let's just wait and see, like, maybe let's do it at 2 o'clock or something. But then like, we both got up early, got our fucking asses in gear and we're ready to do the show like early in the morning.
Like a couple of boss bitches.
That's right.
Nice.
So yeah, Bell and Dub's writing went really well last night. Like we're up to like two, almost three episodes done in quotes.
It felt really good to be a part of it.
I'm really glad you got to join in and do that.
I was the last time that I joined the writing session, I was really intimidated. Cause I didn't really know what to do or where to start or how to even make suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
But last night felt really good. It felt good to be a part of it.
We've gotten a little bit more organized in a way that is inclusive to a bigger group. but unfortunately, we've like fallen behind on the pre-planning part of it again. Like I just go into the mic. so like we did a lot of planning ahead and then like we wrote the episodes that we planned ahead for. Now we've got to do some more planning ahead. And get with the program. Like Chris last night was like, well, we should just write. We should just do it. And I was like, no, we can't.
Yeah.
Cause that's where we were at the beginning.
It's hard to start at zero.
Yeah. Nobody knew what to do or like where to go. And like when it was just Justin and I, we could just sit down at our computers and just start writing and see what happens. But I know that like, it doesn't work like that when there's like six of us all trying to contribute. So we got to do some more planning and plotting and things. Stuff and things, but it went really well. Like I really am enjoying like having this bigger group of people, like all kind of like, oh, this person should say this, and you know, it's great. It feels like we're in a like a fucking real ass writer's room, except we're all far
I
apart.
Like starting out with a watch party too.
Yes.
I felt like that was good to like Justin said, let's all watch something to get us in the right headspace. Let's go to a place together.
Yes.
And that felt good.
That did. Yeah. So the first time we did the writing session, I think we talked about this, but I'll say it again because who knows. the first time we did a writing session, like, so the way that Justin and I used to do it, we would put something on the TV in the background while we're physically in the room together. But now that we're having to work all remotely, we tried to have something on in the background while we're writing, and it just didn't work. Like, I couldn't filter out the background sounds. Like, the TV was kind of coming through at the same level as all the voices. And right. Like, it was very distracting for me to be able to put words down. So, we cut that out, but then we never felt like we all gelled, and, you know, we're just finding that footing, I guess. We talk about possibly doing like a Jackbox session, like we play like Joke Boat or something, and we do it all in character as any one of the characters that we're writing for that day. But, you know, we'll have to stay in character. You know, stuff like that, just kind of like warm up a little bit. And we talked about that last week because it took us a while to get in gear, and I think it really helped. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We watched, what was it, Hollywood Squares?
We watched an old Hollywood Squares. Paul Lynde's Center Square.
Yes. Not Charles Nelson Reilly.
but similarly. Oh, no, I love watching old Paul Lynde bits.
Yes.
He is like, me and Matt kept for a while. We watched like some like 5-minute YouTube clip that was like the best of Paul Lynde on Hollywood Squares. And one of our favorite things that we couldn't stop laughing at was they asked him, you know, on a ship, if a man falls off a ship, the captain yells, "Man overboard." What does the captain yell if a woman falls off the ship? Mm-hmm. And Paul Lynde goes, "Full speed ahead." And we just started doing little Paul Lynde voice, but instead of being like cryptically 1970s TV family friendly gay, we just made him like full on gay porn gay. And like, you know, "Well, I always say, turn around and fuck me in the ass. Why don't you?" Like,
you just skipped right over like Drag Race gay.
Yes. Just skip right over Drag Race gay. Like, "The captain's too busy because he's got my cock in his mouth."
Jesus.
I wish I could do a better Paul Lynde.
We'll get
Ben de la Creme. We'll get Ben de la Creme on the show.
Yes. Ben de la Creme, formerly of the network. Oh,
I had a really rude wake up yesterday. I'm glad that we're not doing the show yesterday.
Well,
and that
what
I got
happened?
A good night's sleep last night. So I get woken up. I looked at my watch after, but it felt like the middle of the night. It was dark outside. I'm sleeping. And all of a sudden, something is clawing at my eye.
Oh, fucking cats.
You would think.
Mm.
You would think it was a cat. It was my boyfriend.
What?
I wake up, Matt's hand is on my face, pushing down right at my eyes, and his finger is clawing into my eyelid. And I wake up screaming, like, "Ah!" And he's
Jesus.
Like, so I wake up screaming, and he's like, why are you screaming? Why are you screaming? What? Why would you be screaming?" And I'm like, "You just clawed my eye open." And he's like, "Calm down. Stop screaming.
Stop fucking clawing my eye, bitch."
And he was just, he was in the, still in the middle of a dream. So apparently he was clawing at me because he was having a bad dream. Bitch needs a sleep study. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get into that later. He starts trying to tell me about his dream, and I'm just like, like holding my eye because I'm in pain. And he's like, listen to my dream. And I'm like,
I don't give a
fuck. I'm in pain. And he's like, well, stop screaming.
I don't give a fuck about your dream. Get your fingers out of my eye.
So I end up looking at my watch, and it was like 6:30 in the morning, but it felt way more middle of the night ish.
Yes.
And I was able to go back to sleep. My eye hurt all morning. But then when he woke up, I guess I woke up at 8. He woke up at, I don't know, just a few minutes later. And he wakes up and he's like, oh, I was supposed to leave. He was supposed to go visit his family yesterday. He's like, I was supposed to be on the road already by now. And I'm like, well, I guess I could have woken you up 10 minutes earlier when I woke up. He's like, I was supposed to be on the road by then. I said, oh, well, then I guess I should have woken you up after you clawed my eye open. And he's right? like, what are you talking about? He had no memory of clawing up my face.
Like, here, let me show you. Ah, and just scrape his face.
So he does
Wolverine on him.
He does this thing in his sleep and like he'll like grab at things. Like sometimes he's like rubbing my head.
Grab these.
And as long as he didn't claw them, it would probably be okay.
Right.
But, like he'll like kind of rub my head a little bit, you know, and then he'll start to fall asleep and he'll just like squeeze my head.
What the fuck?
Like he does this weird stuff in his sleep and I have to like get him away from me. And then he's like, oh, don't you want to cuddle with me? I'm like, I don't want you to squeeze my head.
No.
And keep your hands away from my eyes now, please. I'm going to have to sleep in safety goggles. I don't know.
PPE for sleep.
Yeah. So, you know, then he left. He got on the road right away. And he, like, never even apologized.
Fuck that shit. Fuck. I hope like, I don't get pink eye from it.
Just sleep in safety goggles. Ugh.
No,
and then I was so I was trying to clean my house while he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, oh, I meant to bring it in here so I could show you what it is. I have this little device called the Big Bad Microwave Mama.
That's also the name of my vibrator. Yeah.
It's
I got a radioactive pussy now.
It's this little plastic thing.
Which is going to Hulk out.
It's shaped like a woman with her hands on her hips. And it has mm-hmm. like a little head on top of it.
Okay.
And you fill it part of the way with vinegar, part of the way with water, and you put it in the microwave. You let it run for 7 minutes and it dissolves all the grime on your microwaves. So then you can clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the smell of vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's good for cleaning. I know it's good for deodorizing, but I can't stand it. And if you microwave vinegar,
oh God,
it's gross. It's foul.
Yeah, it's super pungent.
So I've never used vinegar in it. I always use some kind of cleaner like Lysol or Fantastic 409, something like that instead. And I
that
have
sounds,
this.
Dangerous.
It never occurred to me that it might be.
I thought you were going to say lemon juice. Because at least that's an acid that doesn't smell as bad.
No, I figured using a cleaner was fine.
Okay.
And I have never had a problem.
Until
yesterday. So I've been using this Mr. Clean stuff.
Uh-huh.
And classic. Apparently Mr. Clean is a lot more like, I guess, bubbly.
Uh-huh.
Than the other cleaners that I've used in it before. And you only put a little bit in it and then the rest is water. So I set it to run for 7 minutes and it fell over in the microwave. And all of a sudden I hear like, boom. So I'm like, oh, so I stopped the microwave and I look in the bottom and I can't tell. Cause you know, you mix the, like you put in the cleaner up to the bottom line and then mm-hmm. fill the rest with water up to this line. And I'm like, oh, I can't tell how much
right.
I put in more cleaner or not. So put in more cleaner.
Oh my God.
So remember, it was at the 5 minute mark when it fell over. So it had only been in for 2 minutes. So I was like, this isn't going to be ready to clean yet. I got to put this in at least another 5 minutes. So I put a little more cleaner in, you know, the water and I put it back in. And I go about cleaning the rest of the kitchen. And all of a sudden behind me, there is an explosion.
Oh shit.
Boom. The microwave door flew open.
Oh my God. I didn't even expect all this shit. Oh my God.
The microwave door flew open.
So do you have superpowers
hot
now?
Mr. Clean went all over the stove.
Oh my God.
Flew over the, out of the
Mr. Clean bukkake'd your kitchen.
Well, thank goodness that I wasn't in front of the microwave. I was at the kitchen sink.
No shit.
Because if I had been there, like,
scalded.
I know that hot Mr. Clean would have gotten into my cut up eye.
He definitely would have had pink eye from that shit. Oh my God. I'm glad you're okay. Like, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I was gonna die.
So
I was kind of afraid. And at that moment I got a text from my friend Sarah, and I immediately called her and I was like, I'm alive. She was like, what? I was like, I'm sorry, I couldn't really read your text, but I was really happy that I got it because it meant somebody cared about me, because I almost just died.
Holy shit.
I almost just killed myself with my microwave. So
oh my
if you have
God.
A bit bad microwave mama, just go ahead and use vinegar. Just,
yeah,
or the shit works. Juice. It's great. It's really good.
Try, or maybe lemon juice. Seriously.
Or maybe, well, no, what I could do is spray the cleaner in the microwave on the
just
tough
do
spots,
water,
and then just do water in that mm-hmm. microwave mama, because it really is great. It
right.
cleaned up so easy.
I mean, when you said put the chemicals in it, like, all I can, the chemicals are the things that bother me. Like, it's to the point that, like, I will be taken out for the rest of the day.
Oh,
for any chemical.
I see what you're saying.
So, like, it's taking this chemical and making it like aerosol, like,
but only, I mean, inside the microwave.
It kills me. Like, I'm really sensitive to shit like that for some reason. Like, I have yet to find a bathroom cleaner that doesn't make me feel like I'm being poisoned to death.
So this, what I've been using, it's Mr. Clean with Febreze.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually just smells like Febreze. It's really nice.
It's something about, like, the chemical content. It's not like the smell of it. It's
okay.
Like, I can get stuff that smells great. Like Fabuloso smells really good,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't work on soap scum. And that's the problem.
I have problems with bleach.
Yeah. I have problems with bleach.
Bleach
smell
bothers me. Oh, I don't like Pine Sol.
Anything
disgusting.
That actually cleans my bathroom. That's the thing. Like, kitchen stuff, like, I can use vinegar. I can use, like, some of the, like, I got a, you know, like a natural based cleaner from Trader Joe's that works great. But anything that will get rid of soap scum is like death on my lungs. Mm-hmm. And actually, like, I'm kind of grateful that we have masks readily available these days, because I've been wearing my mask when I clean,
uh-huh.
and it's done a world of fucking difference. You know, like, I can actually, like, function the rest of the day instead of, like, hiding under my bed with the covers over my head, like, oh my God, I'm gonna fucking die because my lungs are filled with poison. It's terrible. I don't know what it is. I've yet to find anything that works. So when you said that, like, I was like, oh my God, that sounds like it would literally fucking kill me to have, like, aerosol chemicals floating through the house. That sounds awful. And also,
yep,
being sprayed in the face with hot Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Radioactive Mr. Clean.
Like a facial, but with Mr. Clean.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. I don't have any stories nearly that exciting to talk about. The only thing I wanted to talk about, I mean, this was exciting for me because I like food.
Oh yeah.
So, I've been having a rough couple of weeks, and, like, I haven't been doing as well on my diet as I usually have, but I'm finding ways to, like, eat things that I shouldn't eat, but keep it somewhat in control. Like, yesterday I ate Waffle House. We ordered Postmates All-Star Specials and had them delivered. And I ate, it took me two meals or, like, three meals to eat it all, but I did. And that was, like, pretty much all I ate for the entire day. So I'm still, like, calorie wise doing okay. One of the days for my protein, like my actual meal that I'm supposed to eat, we got wings. And I found out that there's a wing place down the street from me that is the same as a chain that I used to go to all the freaking time in Virginia Beach, like, probably like 8 years ago or something. And it was one of those things where, like, mysteriously they just closed one day. There was no explanation. There was no note on the door. We just went to go place an order, and the fucking place was, like, you know, the chairs were up on the tables. There was, like, it just said closed. and it never reopened. You know, like, wow. It was one of those, like,
and it was a chain.
Mm-hmm. It was what the fuck is it called? Wing Zone, okay. I think. And it, I liked because you can order them extra well done. You can tell them to cook them fucking wings until they're like dark fried crispy, right? So I was so excited that this place is like right down the street from me. And I go to order wings and I see that they have something called wing thighs. And I'm like, what the fuck is a wing thigh? Is this like boneless wings? Like this, you know, bullshit. No, they have their thighs. And I'm like, well, that's not the same because, you know, when you get a wing, like for me, when I get wings, I like the perfect little encapsulation of meat and the crunchy skin on the outside and the flavor, like having like a chicken breast or a leg or whatever is not the fucking same. Right.
Okay.
Like I am a fan of a good ass chicken wing.
So, but they're serving thighs that are prepared like wings. Is right. That what we're getting at? Okay.
Right. So I'm like, I'm not going to order these without doing some research. I go online, I watch people doing reviews and I'm still like very, very skeptical. People are like, you know, eating in their car and like, oh yeah, these are really good. I'm like, yeah, but it's still a fucking thigh. It's not the same thing.
But I love thighs.
I love thighs too.
Like if I go to KFC, thighs are my favorite.
I mean, yeah, like half the time that's what I'll order. Like, or, you know, I'll cook with thighs because it's really good and it's flavorful and everything, but like, it doesn't have the same amount of skin and like the meat on the bone and all that stuff, which I know this sounds like super perverted, but maybe it's just me because I'm
it doesn't sound perverted.
I just said bone, you know, that's all. My brain just immediately.
I told a perverted story in Patreon. You guys gotta listen to hear that about a pervert.
So I went ahead and just ordered wings. And then I was like, I'm going to order six of these so-called wing thighs. I don't know if I trust you guys, but I'm going to get them, man. They were so fucking good. It changed my fucking life because it wasn't like a whole ass thigh. It wasn't like a big thigh. It was like the size of a wing. Like I
okay. So
box.
Like they took the thigh and chopped it.
I don't even think they chopped it. I think they just got like the runt thighs or something and put those in there. Like they're fucking tiny. They were so fucking good and they're actually cheaper because apparently there's like a shortage of wings right now. And like wing prices have been going up.
Yeah.
When you order from this place and like most places I've seen, like standard wing prices are like a fucking dollar a piece.
So where is this place? What is it?
The one closest to me is like Hampton. It's
but
like,
what this is Wing Zone or
Wing
this is
Zone.
Okay.
Let me make sure. Yes, Wing Zone. And I don't think you guys have one near you, unfortunately. So
I've never heard of it. So
next time you're down here in the 757, we're gonna go get some wing thighs and eat them. On Facebook Live because I want you to experience these fucking things. They were so good. And you know, of course they've got like a million flavors that I liked. I made the mistake of ordering extra well with a dry rub chicken wing and it was so fucking dry. It was dry. It was the driest fucking thing. But you know, just dip it in some blue cheese, you're good. And I really appreciate it. Look, I just want to talk about food right now because I'm really hungry. I really appreciated that, like, they had, like, a buffalo wing sauce that was just a little extra hot. Like, most places you go, they have, like, this is our standard medium buffalo sauce. Ha, ha, ha. It's just a little kick of spice. And then you're like, you get it and you're like, this is fucking disappointing. It's not spicy at all. Uh-huh. And the next step up is, like, fuck your face. This is so goddamn hot. You're going to die. You know, like there's no like real in between.
Right.
This place had like just a hot buffalo and it was like the perfect fucking level of spice. And I was so happy to rediscover. I'm probably going to fucking reorder.
God damn it. Well, now I want wings.
Right.
There's no way I can get wings now.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm not getting wings. Never mind.
And I'd have to call up somewhere dumb like Buffalo Wild Wings. And
yeah, Buffalo Wild Wing is okay if you get
fine.
If you get them well done,
they're fine. But it's like not going to be worth it. And I'm going to break my diet.
No, it's
and
not.
I can't eat wings without blue cheese.
Yeah, it's not worth breaking your diet. If
man, I really
good.
Do want wings now.
Man, so do I.
God, you just had them.
This was a terrible. That was like 5 days ago. I want more wings.
I would, if I wasn't afraid of crazy assholes, maybe I'd go to the grocery store and get some wings and make them myself.
No, you know what? I think wings are one of the things that you cannot really cook yourself unless you like have a fucking pot of deep fried peanut oil and cook it exactly the same as in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things that I'm happy to just pay for somebody else to do it if they're doing it right, because you can't do it yourself.
I did them homemade one time and they came out okay, but they weren't like, it wasn't anything amazing. But Chris wanted me to make them for him. He was like, "Will you make wings?" I was like, "Yeah, okay."
And I
was
like, "Look like a magician."
It was for his birthday or some shit. But then afterward, I was like, "Did you like them?" He's like, "Yeah, I liked them." I said, "So next time, should I make them again or order them?" He's like, "We can order them." But he did like them. He was like, he wasn't, he was like 13. So he was like old enough that like he could have lied.
Right.
And been like, "Oh, mom, these were delicious, but oh, it was so much trouble." But he didn't.
Yes.
I know that. I also know that if he hated them, he would have said, "I hated these. These were terrible."
Right. So,
but he did compliment them and say they were good. But and I don't even remember anymore if I liked him or not. Like, I feel like I liked him, but I don't know Yeah.
I cooked them once in the oven. Somebody gave me a recipe where like you put baking powder on them. And you do this whole thing and like, I guess it draws out the moisture and like you cook them at like two different temperatures in the oven. Like you put it on for like, you know, 400 degrees and then you turn it down or something like that. And it's something about like the way that it renders the fat out of the skin so that it gets that nice crispy skin, just like fried. It's a giant fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah,
but it does work. And like, whenever I did that, I would also put them on a rack in the oven so that the fat could drip off. Cause that was the thing I hate about it, is that like, you know, the fat drips out and sits there in the pan and then it's just like,
yeah,
no, I don't want
it's
fucking
just sitting in it. It's not crispy. Yeah.
Soggy ass.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. No.
Yeah.
I like how I can just talk about chicken wings for like 20 ass fucking minutes.
We could talk about it for longer, I'm sure.
Oh, I could. I certainly could, but I got to stop because I'm hungry and I need to get back on my diet train.
God damn it. I just ate breakfast and I'm hungry again. God.
Sorry. That's what you get for letting me talk.
Damn it.
Oh my God. So I got to pee. So we got to wrap this up, but we got a voicemail that I cannot wait to share with you guys, because this character fucking called in mansplaining our fucking phone number to us. Hold on.
Hey, I wasn't sure if you guys knew this, but the letters behind the numbers of your phone number spell out cunt.
Yes.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Duh.
I had no idea. I had no clue.
Thank you, mystery caller.
Wait, it spells what? What word does it spell?
Cunt.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Thank you, mystery caller, for your wonderful and enlightening voicemail. If you would like to also call us and leave a voicemail, our number is 757-541 cunt.
You know, I don't think our listeners know this. We really appreciate it when we get phone calls.
Yeah.
And also when we get reviews, like,
yes,
you know, iTunes reviews, or do other podcast platforms have reviews? I don't know.
I think Stitcher does, but you know, I don't I don't know how to even do that. I don't even know how to tell people how to do that. Oh God, man, on Dork Trek recently, we've been reading some of the bad reviews people have left for us. Some of them are pretty good. Like, you know, like, hey, congratulations, you finally get the Voyager or whatever. One of them was like, still quote unquote listenable after 8 years.
Wow.
Bob is phoning it in. Dennis is good when he's there. Ben and Jenny sound defeated.
Oh my God.
Which is why in my personal Patreon, if you saw that, the caption on it was Jenny sounds defeated because I am.
So
that's my
secret. On iTunes, it says that we're rated 5 out of 5 stars. I can only see one review. I don't know if it's because I'm looking at it online or, and maybe if I actually looked at it in iTunes, it would be different.
I think so. Yeah.
So, the review, we probably read this 4 years ago, but whatever, it's the present day. So we're going to read it again. From Gary D. Lum. I wonder who that could be.
Oh, the famous Gary.
And this is dated October 29th, 2017. The best not safe for work podcast ever. Good day, Jenny, Lauren, and Peter. I'm updating my review because I like sharing my love for you, although I wonder if you'll ever see this, given this is being written in the Australian iTunes store, and I really don't know how you check your reviews from other countries. This may just sit here for an eternity without anyone ever reading it. That said, if other Australians stumble across this review, I strongly urge you to subscribe if you like ribald humor with ample sensitivity from our wonderful hosts. I love interacting with the broads who have wicked senses of humor and are all around nice people. The old review starts here. I can't remember how long I've been listening to the broads. It was way before Peter joined. It was back when there were two Jennies and there was a Deb. And there was a lot more lesbian humor. That said, Jenny's reworking to include Peter along with Lauren has been great. I really feel like I get to know all three of them as individuals and as a group. If you like not safe for work humor with a liberal splash of profanity, the broad should be in your podcast list. See you next Tuesday, mofos. That's a great review. And it spans
decades.
A decade at least. Yes.
See, listeners, this is why Gary is number one mouthy broadcast fan.
Because number one mouthy broadcast fan of all time.
Glowing reviews like that. We did have one that I haven't checked. And also, like, I had mine set to most helpful or most something. Mm. And so I sorted it to most recent. We got one in 2019 that I don't remember reading. Because I don't check this as often as I should. From Grunge to EZ, hilarious banter, not for the shrewd and buckled, dastardly and deliciously put together. Keep up the great work. Love, love, love it. I like that one. Dastardly.
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 I know we had one 3 years ago from I Am Bananas, 5 stars. I always feel like I'm sitting in on a chat with my best friends. The ones that hold nothing back, you know, the really good conversations. Highly recommend. That's kind of what we go for, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that's a really good explanation.
Yeah.
And you know, I think we had one from Nick not that long ago. I don't see that one right away, but
I'm not seeing that one either.
But
so.
Nick Stevens of Comic Cons,
which we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna set them having to pee my pants. I gotta get an ostomy bag.
Should we take You got lip sync with that ostomy bag on?
I'm going to. But I want to show the listeners that like you can't be held back by things like peeing yourself on a podcast. You just gotta work with nature or whatever it was. Walk children in nature, I think. Yeah.
Go walk children in nature.
Yeah.
I don't see you out walking children in nature.
That's because it's fucking cold and rainy outside.
It is. It's raining and snowing up here.
Fuck that shit.
Worst of both worlds. But are you going to go pee or are we going to talk about
Let's just finish it up. We're almost done anyway.
All right. So this evening, Jenny and I are recording a podcast with Nick Stevens of Comic Cons podcast about the movie I Am Legend, continuing the series on post-apocalyptic movies. which I think we started with 12 Monkeys.
Right. I think we did. I think that counts.
I think we were the first.
Let's count it.
Yeah. So I'm excited to talk about this. I was not that excited to watch it. I'll be honest.
I kind of wasn't. I was more excited than the other movie he gave us as an option.
Yes, me too.
But
but for different reasons.
Yeah. I hadn't seen I Am Legend in quite some time. So I was like, okay, I'm looking forward to like I remember it having some problems. And we'll get into that on the show, but
we'll discuss more of that on the show. But
it was a mixture of like looking forward to it and not looking forward to it. I don't know how to describe it. Kind of like Waterworld when we did that. But you'll have to tune into Comic-Cons to find out what I actually think about it.
That's right. And to find out what we actually thought about Waterworld. That's up there from a few months back.
Yes. And speaking of other podcasts that you can listen to in addition to ours, yesterday I did Deprogrammed. Part of one of Justin's like marathon deprogram sessions. It was me and Brian and Vanessa, and we talked about XTC, and that was, I really overthought the list. I put too much into it, and I had a lot of misses that I was unhappy with.
Aww.
I mean, we came up with a good list. We had a good discussion, but it was probably the first one in a while that I really second guessed my choices. So that was fun. But that one's not going to be out until like April or something.
Yeah. I have no idea when our Comic-Cons episode will be out. Probably before April.
Probably before the deprogrammed episode. Yeah.
It's usually within about 2 weeks that'll be out. We'll know next week when it's going to be out after we do the recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing about Comic-Cons, like I was not excited to watch the movie, but I was excited for us to be on the show again.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
And after watching it, I'm excited to talk about it. Not because I necessarily liked it so much. I just think that the movie has a lot more to say right now than it did 15 years ago when it came out.
Right.
Or 12, whenever it came out.
It did not take place in 2021 because of a failed vaccine. That's for sure.
Correct. Yeah, there's a meme going around that claims that I Am Legend took place in 2021 and that it started because of a failed vaccine. And that's not true.
Let that sink in. Dirt, dirt, dirt.
Oh, dude.
All right. Let me wrap this up because I got to poo. And I really
got to wipe the sweat off my boobs. That deodorant did not work. Yeah, you're only seeing this if you're a Patreon.
Yeah. Sexy. I'm not even wearing a bra. I need to get a Tata towel.
I got to go change my shirt and put on a Tata towel and then come back and talk to you. We got stuff to talk about. So we got to end the show.
We got to
end the
show
so you can pee.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, we're Mouthy Broadcast. You can find us at mouthybroadcast.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Patreon at Mouthy Broadcast. Rate and review on iTunes or wherever the fuck you find us. Call us at 757-541-CUNT. And we'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Really in a sweaty mess. It's really disgusting.
Sweaty boobs. Yeah. Like what I said about, it's pretty bad.
I'm just Mary Catherine Gallagher. It's because of this deodorant. It smells like essence.
Essence. You smell like a man now.
It smells like, I don't know, who's a hot like black guy from the 80s? Like, who would have been on the cover of Essence in 1989?
Denzel Washington? Is he old enough?
Sure. Oh, he's old enough. I don't know if he was famous enough. Yeah, it smells like Denzel Washington in 1989.
I almost said Will Smith, but he was probably still a teenager at that point.